Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
He's a grand mad man, a patriotic man, and his beard always smells really great. Tattoos on his arm, lives on a farm, he's just a few pounds overweight. In public restrooms, he hovers when he poops to avoid all the germs he hates. He's got a job in radio, 'cause you never know what he'll say.
The hell, man?
What's it?
God.
A few pounds overweight?
I mean...
That's messed up. That's a shot.
Now you I've busted my butt at that, sir. And not just that. I don't live on the farm. I am proprietor of one.
Proprietor.
Oh, man.
Dan,
there's so many good things you could do. I mean, that's fine. We said anything you send us, we'll play it, but...
Patriotic.
It might be the only... Well, I'm patriotic to a... Probably to a... God, that's going to stay with me all day. Ugh.
I'm starting to think that somebody else Dan was with previously might have been the driving force in that.
Oh, shut up. Don't say that.
So I don't know if he's lost a little creativity or what. But,
you got to drive. You know how he is about that. I would be too. I get it. Also, happy birthday to, we have a P1 that listens to us up in Cincinnati.
Oh, hello.
It's P1 Andrew WKRP in Cincinnati.
KRP.
Ah,
that's a great name. Skyline Chili, not a big fan, but you know what?
Man, I don't know how they got Skyline Chili to Greenville for that one brief couple years they were open over there off of 291, or Lawrence Road, rather. I went there a bunch. I never knew spaghetti with chili on top, and it was wonderful. It was great.
I don't know if many Ohioans agree with it. There's, like, different factions of... Like Columbus hates Cincinnati and Toledo hates Cleveland and this, that, and
it's other. Like barbecue sauce, vinegar base or mustard base.
Yep.
You know, it's like, it's everything. It's the either or to everything, you know.
It's the most divided state in the country. Which, yeah, for some reason, Ohio? The most important when it comes to these elections. Yeah.
They have horrible roads.
Man, why is everything awful tested roads. There fast food-wise? It's always tested in Columbus.
I think
they eat more fast food.
I think it's the whole term mid, like Midwest, like they're just kind of like anybody. You known anybody from the Midwest that was really kind of like, whoa? They were just more like,
yeah, it's kind of like, you know, baseline type of
baseline people. I think that's why they do it. Because, I mean, you think West Coast, yeah, let's go surf or live in a tent or whatever we're going to do. Watch out for fires.
I've never done either.
South is like, hey, man, what's up?
Like you're a tweener. What if you're, okay, Arkansas, Missouri? What are you? You're not the South. You're not the West. I guess you have to be in the Midwest. Arkansas.
See, there's parts of the Bible Belt. I don't consider the Bible Belt anymore, but, I mean, they're still on the loop.
When you get past Lexington and Kentucky, you're not Southern. I mean, this might as well be Ohio at that point.
Boy, Southern. Southern is a, it's not really on the map. It's more of just a way of thinking. Because, like, Southern, you slowly twist into the word redneck. And I've known rednecks from New York. I knew a Canadian redneck. They're still alive. I still know them.
What do they call it? The Manson-Dickinson line? If you're above
Mason.
That.
Manson.
Manson jars is what you put vegetables in, you moron.
Nailed it.
God. Why was that never a thing? Brian?
Marilyn Manson jars?
Manson jars.
I don't know.
That's
Brian Warner
creepy.
Brothers?
You had to do that show where you drive around with Norman Reedus and you eat stuff on motorcycles. You had to do that show, but you couldn't come out with Manson jars, could you?
Marilyn Manson did a reality show?
Yeah, it was him and Norman Reedus. They'd ride around on their motorcycles and go eat food.
I can see that.
And Norman Reedus always has to look dirty. He's got that look going to him.
Well, Marilyn Manson, well, I mean, what's kinda... got like missing a contact lens or whatever that look was he would do.
Like, you have to shave your eyebrows every day, Brian.
Did he ride motorcycles with like those big platform boots on?
Like, so.
His knees would be up past the ape hangers if that was the case.
He held on the back.
I'm Mr. Peanut with a monocle. Remember when the Peanut Mobile was here? We're like, what is this? We've never heard of this.
That was fun.
It was a nice RV if you went inside it.
Yeah.
It's an effing peanut.
I remember.
It wasn't what you expected at all.
It didn't smell like peanuts in there.
No.
That's what they should have made it smell like, boiled peanuts.
Yeah. He's saying peanuts, not boiled penis. That smells awful.
She got excited.
I've heard. I've never made it myself. I saw the recipe card in this month's magazine, but I didn't make it yet.
Somebody might have taken their cup home, because I don't see it.
It is gone. Or did it get stolen?
Or did somebody...
Is it going to come back tomorrow with a broken neck with a message that says, I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Didn't hold up, guys.
Someone took the straw out.
Somebody take it with no hands, by chance?
Was that the thermos that the guy got arrested for having?
No, this is mine.
God, what if the thermos looked like that and the sheriff's like, you know what? We're going to leave it up there, buddy.
Ouch.
You going?
It's yours now.
You bought deserve.
It. You put it in an orifice, you take it home.
That's the rule of Adam and Eve, actually. I saw it on the wall.
What, if you take it in the orifice, it's yours?
Yep.
You bought it?
It's like if you break it, you bought it type situation. If you sit on it, it's yours.
Yeah. It's yours now.
If you take it inside your body, you bought it.
If you lick it, you bought it.
Oh. If we have to help you get it out, you bought it.
that's our tagline.
That's why I didn't want to sit on the butt blank stool. I was nervous they were going to make me buy it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well, that one crowning chair, I don't have no ass, so I about went through it.
Whose ass did you use then?
I didn't use no ass. I just had my own. I don't have one. I've literally bone back there.
I could figure out how the chair works.
I really think you get to a certain part of your life if you don't. Like, I try to do these exercises to build up, like, muscle in my butt.
Oh, like your pelvic floor? Or is that just the female thing?
I don't know. But, like, and that's one thing, too. Women and men don't do the same butt exercises, or they're not supposed to.
Why?
Something about the curvature of the spine.
I got scoliosis, 13%.
So, and it also has to do with
the... about Kegels, or what are you talking
about? No, it's like, okay, women, if... And this doesn't apply to all women, but like women who have larger breasts are naturally, their spine is naturally going to curl this way. And what describe that to people. What am I doing? Like you would do I'm pregnant. I'm doing that curvature.
It's like a curve?
Like a half circle. Because you don't want to have bad posture, so you're leaning forward more. But it's also, your boobs are also pulling you forward too.
Do they do that? Your boobs pull
of course
you forward?
They do. You lean. I mean, your belly does, right?
Well, she's not walking around like Quasimodo. No. So
like my posture's gotten so much better having lost weight. Like, because I can naturally set up without being like, I don't have it pulling me down anymore. Like, it's almost like wearing a papoose or a backpack on your front. Oh, it's just pulling you over. You set up straight and you ain't got it pulling you on there anymore. So when you do you know, the butt blast and the Kegels or whatever at one move
Kegels.
You do.
Kegels? You do Kegels at the gym?
I do Kegels when I drive.
Is that what that's called, though?
Kegels.
No, like if a guy does it. Is that the same thing?
I still do it.
It's with your sphincter, right?
I just said that if I'm driving and I'm like, what's this, something I can be doing here? I'm start doing.
But the thing women do is like
air humping, driving on the road.
Like, man. Strengthen their coochie.
It's the vaginal muscle Kegels. And it's the buttocks muscle as well.
But you got to practice the grip down there, right?
Like, this, like can
or
you,
you just do it and you hold
set right now and like move your butt muscle.
Oh, I'm a okay. I probably should have tried it an hour ago.
Okay, so in answer when you move it,
dangerous territory right now.
We're being scientific, Mark Hendricks. When you move it, Fat Boy, do you feel your balls move a little bit?
You should.
Do you?
You're clenching that muscle.
I know you should. But do you? If you don't, you ain't got. You got to get that muscle going more. I'm serious. It's a real thing, guys. If you're sitting down right now, don't try it standing up. And it doesn't work on the toilet either. But if you're sitting down in a regular chair or a car seat, not a baby's car seat, but a seat in your car, and you move your butt muscle, you know, like it's hard to explain, but like. you're just kind of like breathing in through your butt.
Did your boys move
if
like
they don't move at all? You're losing that muscle dexterity, I believe is the way to say it.
Will you watch this in the mirror?
I wish I cared when I was in my 20s about this stuff and knew about it and stuff.
Tried to tell you.
Yeah. I did not take his calls.
Dude, I'm like, you eat like hell. You look like a grizzly bear in nice clothes. But it's going to come back and get you.
Grizzly bear in nice clothes. Yeah.
Out here with your tongue sticking out, looking down the shirt in pictures.
That's just because that's my stupid natural pose. I'd never realized it.
Oh, I had a tongue phase myself.
That's why, and I'm not saying that I am one, but like real celebrities, they don't like the paparazzi because they can't control the picture. That's true. Because, and my daughter's great at it. You know, when I'm playing with the animals or it's feeding time or it's, you know, I'm playing with the grandsons, she's good at taking them pictures when I don't realize it. And you know, often,
but do you tell her, say, look, make sure you get a good one?
Like, I think so. I think that's what makes a good photographer, not that she is one, but like she never takes that. Like, you ever see sports cards of people and you're like, why'd they use that picture? They ain't even looking at the camera. It's stupid, whatever. Like, she waits for the good ones, or maybe she's just videoing it and then screen shooting the good ones. I don't know, but. My old natural resting bitch body or whatever
bitch
you call
body.
It wasn't my whole face. It was just like, it was slouch. It was,
God, I wish your picture of Kurt Russell when he was looking other way. You should have been looking somewhere else too.
Oh,
and neither one of you look at the camera.
You know what the problem with that was? It's because I was taking a picture with him where a bunch of people were trying to take a picture of him.
Yeah, it was weird.
And he's looking all over. Same way with Gretzky. It was the same thing. But I was just pleased to have, you know, shared breath with them, even though he's Canadian.
A couple legends.
All right. We will must have said something either really funny there or something controversial because they're all ringing right now. We didn't even say the phone numbers. God bless. What'd you say, Paige? Think back. Did you say anything?
Who'd you set off?
You say something bad about, you know, little people or?
No, I was just talking about, you know, Kegels and sphincters and things like that that you had to clench.
I love the way you say sphincter.
Can you say it real slow?
Sphincter.
Now you sound like slow in the head.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the Rise Guys. Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
The badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know it.
It's Iggy Pop.
Oh, wow.
Iggy Pop X Teddy Bears. Teddy Bears, I guess, is a couple DJs that take the songs and, you know... He's involved in this because
it
was on the Superman soundtrack. Maybe is where you've heard it.
Sounds great. Like, I like the song. Not the Iggy Pop I was hoping for, but still good.
Iggy. You like Iggy Azalea better. That'll be the 8 o'clock hour. Who's your Iggy, Pop or Azalea? Your calls.
Which one you? It's hard to be wild one. Makes me hungry every time I hear it.
You know, and as we got all them phones are cranking right there, and we go to break, like half of them hang out. Y'all don't have patience when they hear these things about our attention spans now are like 10 seconds on.
If you're
social
lucky.
Media, 10 seconds.
If you're lucky, you get that. People scroll, man. They doom scroll mostly.
Y'all can't hold on 5 minutes? I mean, my Lord. It's all right, though, because we have plenty of other calls to take, too. Call someone, please. No, I'm kidding. We have calls. Let me open up my screen. I'm trying to stall for that. Let's go. You want to just go in order here?
Yeah, that works.
We can do that.
All right. Eddie from Parts Unknown. Eddie, good morning.
Hey, morning.
You doing all right today, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Just got to work, listening to the show. You know, that I'd call up, talk about something I am having an issue with.
Okay. All right. Well, lay it on us. Maybe we can help you. Although I'm not 100% here today, I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
You got
to bear with us.
I'm not sick, though, but I'm just, coming off something. I don't know. Anyway, what you got going on?
Oh, good. Hey, so the thing is I got this buddy, Randy. I know him for years. He's been on this big, like, entrepreneur kick lately. He says he's tired of working for the man. You know, he's looking for his purpose. He wants to start his own brand, do something, like, meaningful.
I know where this is going. Here comes what? The pyramid scheme, or, as they call it now, a triangular selling system.
The TSS, yes, the triangular selling system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not quite that, but it's close. He came to me with this idea, and I got to be honest, I don't get it.
See, that's one of the hardest parts is having the idea, but after that, you got to put the work in. I mean, I've felt that myself, but what you do not get about this is, like, it takes a team effort a lot of times. So what do you not get about the guy's idea?
Honestly, I think it's dumb. It's like, yeah. Okay, so he developed, or he's trying to develop a new product he calls LGBQ tips.
Oh, wait a minute.
What now?
Yeah, LGBQ tips, like Q-tips, you know, the kind you clean your ears with.
This can't be real, man. I can only think of one reason why you call them that, but, like, I don't think I'm right?
Why? The ear, what's different about that then? Is that trying to...
Okay.
It can only be one thing.
Are your ear holes not the same either? Are those exit only or what?
I don't know if you're ready for this, all right? And I had the same first reaction, and yeah. So the actual end of the Q-tip, it's a certain body part that's what cleans your ear.
So you mean like those straws that women drink at their bachelorette parties, essentially? But it's a Q-tip.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you got it. That's it. I mean, it works. It works for a straw, you know. But I got to be honest. I never thought about it for a damn Q-tip. I swear, he swears the idea's a winner, though.
I mean,
he's big on it.
I'm not a businessman, obviously. I don't know who the hell would buy it.
How would you know?
He says they're...
I know a few people that probably would.
Oh, God, Paige has got some buyers for your friend, Lord. Eddie.
He's, like, so confident about it, though. He's like, no, man, they're for everybody. And those are his words, for everybody. So... they look like regular Q-tips, except the ends are, they're shaped.
Like
they're shaped.
Dude's making ear wieners. Is essentially what he's making.
They might feel
exactly.
Good.
That's a dead on description.
It might feel good.
You know how good.
You know what?
You should hire Matt to market the product.
There is that thing.
It feels good in your ear, and that might feel good.
That corkscrew thing that Fat Boy described that he bought for his ear, but it's not shaped like a.
Oh, wow.
And plus, you're going to see there's people involved, and Paige, correct me if I'm wrong, there's people involved in the LGBTQ, and there's the plus. He didn't include the plus. Maybe you can spell tips with the plus.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
LGBTQ tips. Something like that.
Yeah, that works.
But you're not supposed to wear them around. Like, I remember one time putting them in my ears walking around the house like I was Frankenstein. And my mom said, Matthew, you're 15 years old. Stop that right now.
Quit it.
Hey,
mom, pushing them down further in your ear. I'm afraid that, so the other end that would be sticking out would also look like a ding-a-ling.
I'm telling you, you got to market this guy's product, Matt, man. Perfect for it.
That's what he's thinking of. Right? Is he like both ends? He had this prototype, right? He should.
God, I was just guessing. Because not all Q-tips are double-ended.
No.
And dongs, dildos were not at first either. And now look.
Or
they got some that are for three.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, the crazy thing is he actually wants me to invest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How
Yeah, he said if I give him $2,000, that squares us up for what I owe him, and that'll go towards his first print run.
Well, you owe him.
So you'd be paying off your debt by buying into his sex toy ear cleaner company?
I love the way that sounds.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty much.
God.
No, he said he already got a quote for like 10,000 pieces. So
10,000 wiener-shaped Q-tips.
That's a lot of ears to poke, man.
I know, right? I mean, I got the money. I just don't see how this thing takes off. I mean, I don't want to throw away good money after bad, you know, but...
And you just realized you just gave away the idea on the radio. So
yeah.
If it does blow up, you're going to get... I mean, in fact, Paige is making a sketch of him right now.
Dude, somebody's probably trying to already buy the website, too. Or trying to make one.
They can have it, man.
Oh, God.
They can have it.
So, go ahead.
We're probably going to ask the same thing. Like, you owe him this money
okay,
anyway.
Okay, yes, yeah. We're on the same thing.
So you better make sure, like, he knows that, like... You're not investing and owing him money like it's two separate things. Like, this is going to make you even. Like, whatever you give him is what you owe him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I mean, he's going to know we're going to be square.
So what was his name? Randy?
Randy.
Okay, so what's Randy's, like, plan, though? Like, how's he going to sell them, the marketing of it?
Oh, man. He's got big plans. He's like, oh, I'm going to take him to festivals. I'm going to take him to rallies, pride events.
People see through that crap, though. I mean, they will.
That's why nobody bought the bussy signs at the last pride rally.
Nobody bought the bussy signs, and then
why would you have a bussy sign on your wall?
Eddie, I don't know how long you've listened to the show, but years ago I had a premonition about a product that, and I swear to God and everyone in this room and those that remember. Kevin O'Leary was on this very show, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank.
Yep.
And I told him about the idea. And I was very serious about the idea. And he laughed at it. And it's never done anything. And that was pregnancy test toilet paper. That's where a woman would always go to the bathroom and always know if she was pregnant or not just by wiping.
You know what they did? They ripped that off for cat litter. They got cat litter that could tell what kind of condition your cat's in. The urine changes the color of the litter.
See, I should get part of that too. He just laughed at it. But then again, like, he's going to hit the road with these ideas. And
he's in the road with LGBTQ tips.
LGBTQ, I mean, it doesn't really roll off the tongue either. LGBTQ tips. It's tough. It's tough to say.
Yeah.
That's why they just shorten it to gay again. Just be gay again. Then I can just remember everyone, you know, I don't have to remember all the letters or forget any. You know, like the other day,
sound drop, just
I didn't scold Paige, but when we were talking about HBO, I said, it's not Max anymore, Paige, it's HBO. She's like, no, I think it's HBO Max. You know what, when I went home that day, it is HBO Max again. They can't make up their damn mind.
Well, I have an icon that says Max that I click on, so I don't know.
Well, it says HBO Max on mine. They can't make up their damn minds. It's crazy. So do you think he's just... wasting his time, Eddie? I mean, like, I don't know.
How's he getting them? Who's making damn...
That's a good point. Like, where does...
I think he's wasting his time. Here's the thing, though. This is the dilemma. I mean, I owe him money, but I don't think this is the way to make it square, you know?
Well...
This is for now, bro. I mean...
Where are they being made? Like, let's go back on that.
Here's the thing. So I asked him. I was like, you going to find somebody... to make these things. He's like, no, man, don't worry. I got a guy in Florida.
Oh, okay. That's where all the good ideas start, down there in Florida. That's where Disney and, you know, Hulk Hogan.
Dildo Q-tips.
Hulk Hogan's Beach Shop, all these things.
Right. I don't know. I think he's wasting his time.
Yeah.
I think he's wasting his time. But the thing is, I still, like, I owe him. But I don't know if this is the way to square up.
No,
right?
you're the... I mean, this is, if it's money you already owe him, and I can tell by the way you're answering this question that you don't want to say what you owe him that money for, and that's fine. That's not what we're talking about. But either way, you're done with the money. You're paying your debt. You're done. He is saying, so are you getting residuals off of it, or is it just like give me that $2,000 now, and we are square. Like, are you going to be?
No, he's not even going to give me a cut. That's, I mean.
God, what if it takes off? What if it does? I mean, I never thought the penis straws would, but those things are everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can even do makeup sponges, you know, with that kind of shape if you want to.
Who wants to?
I'm just glad to be. I just want to be the clean slate with this guy. You know, Randy and I, we go back. I'm like, I just want to be the clean slate.
Can you arrange with? Well, we'll have to ask legal or whatever. But like, I would like to interview him. And
we got to talk to Randy.
And maybe get some of the samples on here.
What if we want to invest?
That's what I was going to say. Like, what if we, like shoot, man.
A little seed money.
I mean, can he make the – here's what I was thinking. And here's one I'll timestamp it right now. 7:42 Eastern Standard Time, October 9th, 2025. What about if you made toothpicks that had ding-a-lings on the end of them? Like for, like, club sandwiches.
Frilly ones?
You know, frilly ones with their ding-a-lings. Something like that.
What if I got big ears and they're regular LGBTQ tips? Not enough. I need a bigger one.
You need well, they're available in different sizes for the. That's a good point. Everybody's ear hole's not the same size,
it's
is
not.
It? But the Q-tips are all the same size. They need to come in like condom sizes.
I need like a BBLGQT plus tip.
BBCTQ plus tip.
I don't know what else you'd call them. That is catchy, though.
You could see if T.I. would be interested in being your brand ambassador.
God, there's your money right there.
His tip.
God, could you hook us up with him? We can talk to him for
like, at least send us a box.
Yeah.
I'll send you his phone number. You know what I'll do? I'll send you an email of that prototype. You got to see the picture.
Yes. And ask him if he won't want us to put it on social, but.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah. Okay.
Dang.
Yes, I want to hear back from him. LBGT. See, it's got to be a better name. It's cute. It's like a novelty T-shirt more than it's a brand, though. Like, oh yes, stick that in your ear hole. LBGTQ tips. It's tough.
LGBTQ tips with the T. The plus is the
doesn't roll off the tongue.
The plus is the T. Yeah, that's the only way to do it. LBGTQ.
It ain't gonna roll off the tongue either.
It's not. It's really not. It's not gonna get on my tongue, pal.
It's gonna go in the ear.
Thank you, Eddie. You have a great morning, sir. Good luck with all that. Okay.
Appreciate you, fellas. Hey, that's all I needed to know.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Eddie. You know he's got a box of those suckers just laying around.
He does, and you know he's not using them for his ear.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Paige.
Well, headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we have the most haunted hotel in Las Vegas. And if you want to go there, they're offering someone $5,000 to investigate paranormal activity.
Well, why is there never just one normal activity?
Exactly. What do they want?
Just one thing that happens.
They want to get free publicity around the world.
I guess, like they, you know, they already know it's haunted. So how are you going to find out it's more haunted?
It's even more haunteder than we thought.
Well, I mean, you got to be good at ghost hunting and not just.
No, you got to have all the gimmicks.
Yeah.
You got to have your little clicker, your little grid. Was a laser grid? You got to have. So
yes.
You're quadrant off.
You got to have
cord sound.
The whatever that box
EVP
was called.
EVP recorders.
The voice box.
EMF meters.
Yeah. I just have a regular MF meter. I can definitely tell when my MF meter goes off.
You know,
I'm like,
that's a big,
yep, I can
big
tell.
MF-er.
That's a, that definitely was right on that one.
Oof.
There's an MF nearby.
It's blowing up in this room for sure.
Yep.
So the oldest and possibly most haunted hotel is the El Cortez Hotel and Casino. It's offering these people
What's it called again?
Someone El Cortez.
Oh, it's about to be called the El Deported.
They have to spend the whole weekend ghost hunting inside the hotel.
Oh, please. I mean, come on.
Like, man, what are you doing? 901 in Los Angeles was real creepy that they did a documentary on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because somebody really died in one of the...
The one that Marilyn Manson...
I don't know if it's that
one. I mean,
not
Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Manson.
Might have been there. It's got like some odd name. It's like an old hotel with an odd name.
It's got the science brick, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, that was a good documentary.
Is it more
people thought they
Mormon?
Saw
Mormon?
No, it's not the famous one. I can look it up real quick and find out. People thought they were seeing ghosts, and because people had died in that hotel.
The Cecil.
Yeah, that's it. Cecil. Cecil.
What'd you Google to find that? Haunted hotel in L.A.?
Something like that.
Oh, okay. It was a big documentary when it came. It was good, too.
And then there's also Roosevelt, too, that's haunted.
I got burned out on all those ghost hunting shows. They were all the same. Yeah. It's like Ice Road Truckers. It's like, they ain't going to find no ghost, and they ain't going to slide off the road into the ditch.
You would have heard about it by now.
Exactly.
The Cecil Hotel in L.A. is the one that has all the, like, suicides. And where that girl went up to the roof and never came back or something like that. I remember that.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good one. Check that one out. Hotel Cecil.
Hotel Cecil.
Or something Cecil. Come,
like, they're seen on the elevator, but they disappear.
God. There's okay.
Coming, they're seen coming off the elevator, but then they're not seen anywhere else.
Did that happen recently? There was an Asian woman that got into an elevator and they saw her get off the elevator at the top.
That was her.
Holy moly! Yeah. I didn't watch the documentary.
I think she was wearing like sweatpants or something.
Hell yeah!
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
God, that's...
Check that out.
I'm not inviting that into my life. I'm not spending the night there.
Come
Hell
on.
No.
Watch Black Rabbit first, then Gein, then but watch that.
What's that? That's probably just to work now. Like, that chick probably got in the AC vent like they did on Die Hard and slid back down to the bottom, and and it was all just a ruse. Because I saw that. I mean,
go to Los Angeles, they said. It'll be nice.
And the big Roosevelt, you know, the big sign... That's where Marilyn Monroe.
You want to say Manson so bad.
I know, so bad. I don't know why. Marilyn Monroe allegedly haunts that hotel.
Really?
People see her there.
I think he's stuck in your head since we talked about his fat ass riding motorcycles with Norman Reedus.
I can't unsee that.
Who was that?
It wasn't me.
It was a snort. That was fun.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Interesting. So, I used to dabble in ghost hunting and think it was fun, but not anymore.
It just
I don't want to go, and for me, I've been to enough cemeteries.
Amen.
I don't want to go visit them.
That's right.
I don't want any dead people talking to me because I've had enough of them in my life.
I told Fat Boy about this. I guess it wasn't yesterday because we were not here. It was the day before. I don't know if this is a ruse either, because it could be bull crap. But people were driving through graveyards in their Teslas. And they could see walking through the graveyard that were not there. You know how like the car watches out for people and it'll stop if like a person's getting ready to walk in front of you? It was picking up the bodies of people walking around.
But was it like some kind of projection they do with the car? Like, you know, they got gimmicks with it. You can make the car fart.
See, I know. It gets worse and worse every day. I saw Kobe Bryant a moment ago doing a motivational speech in a locker room somewhere, calling me a fat bitch. Turns out it's not real.
Why didn't Elon hire Ying Yang Twins? Dumb, y'all would have been perfect. Make your Tesla fart.
Wait till you see my Cybertruck. Wait till you see my Cybertruck. Oh, wow.
That one's in a wheelchair now, though. One of the
what twins. Happened?
Well, he was real bad off when I saw him perform.
Was it Ying or Yang?
The short one. I guess that would be Ying.
Thoughts with you, man. I don't know how you get crunk in a chair, but you'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That kind of ruined my day, but you know. Well,
I didn't mean to. I was just passing on the news to you.
Oh.
Y'all want to go stay in a damn haunted hotel? I don't like going to the one in Disney. It makes you fall to the ground real fast.
The Hollywood Hotel.
Scary. Even though you know it's going to happen. That's the one, first time I rode it, I didn't realize there was actually three or four falls.
Tower of Terror.
I thought it was just one big fall. And it's like, whoop,
You're going to follow the bunch.
All right, Paige. You don't want to say goodbye. I'll say it for you.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
We'll be back.
Goodbye. The plate, everybody.
Goodbye.
When we come back, what was supposed to be yesterday's best damn audio, but I screwed that up and didn't show up to work.
Laying out.
I was ill. I was laying out. I was backsliding. I've got for you, we've got a lot of Bible stuff with this one, oddly enough. I've got a preacher whose sermon has been turned into a pretty good rap song, if I'm being honest with you. I it's a good beat to it, I will say.
I've got a coach who's got a great motivational speech. Might be for the wrong team. He might get fired. We'll see if you like it or not.
Ooh, depends on which team you play on.
Or how old you are.
Okay. All right. We'll get all that next in Best Damn Audio. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.